Sarah Gon, policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. We're going to talk about the myth of the retirement age. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
All right, thank you. So you can actually be a fellow if you're a female.
Well, they've always used it, and I don't think anyone kind of thought about it. So a fellow is one thing or the other because, yeah, you can be either gender.
Okay, very good. Sarah, the retirement myth, we've known for years that people are outliving their retirement funds and their pensions. Give me your take on it.
Your take, okay. I really came to this in the context of a story that if I've got time, I'll get to. But it's really the idea that in many organizations, there is a set retirement age at 60 or 65. And frankly, as you've kind of put, it's ridiculous because the whole idea of retirement ages at that level were established when men were dropping dead at 65 or 70.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, if someone said to me I had to retire as soon as I turned 60, I think I'd go ballistic because it makes no sense. It also makes no sense generally for the organization because if the person is competent and
experience
has skills and experience and provides benefit to the organization, it makes no sense to get rid of them. And this thing of sort of making room for the youngsters, well, nah, you know, if you can make room for the youngsters, you make room for the youngsters anyway. And so I think a lot of people are losing out on skills, and the point you make is very valid, and that is that you retire and you then have to live off your retirement savings unless you find another means of gainful employment, and you run the very serious risk that whatever you was predicted would be your a reasonable retirement return, you run out of it. And I think that's a real crisis. But it's the heart of it is the fact that it really in this day and age doesn't make any sense. I don't think you need a retirement age at all. It's not it's not legislated for. It depends entirely on whether a company imposes it as a condition of employment. So one could even argue, I think, in some if not all circumstances, that you're looking at ageism and the threat of being accused of being ageist, particularly because there is a way of dealing with it. If somebody becomes incapable of doing their job or the job becomes redundant, there's means within the labor law to deal with it. You have to deal with it properly, but it can be dealt with. And I think a fixed retirement age is, people just aren't thinking it through anymore. The reason it really came to mind is that a lady called Karen Breitenbach has been asked to resign from her position as the head of an independent power producer's office. Now her contract, which is a fixed term contract, comes to an end in 9 months' time, but she's been asked to resign sort of now. And her retirement age was reached at the age of 60, and she was given a fixed term contract, which is what often happens. But she hasn't really been given real reasons for her ousting. And the problem with it is she is very widely respected by the private security industry, and she has led renewable energy programs since 2011 that have successfully attracted billions of rands of investments in solar and wind power. And the program itself has raised more than 200 billion for the government over the past five years with the successful rollout of more than 100 renewable energy projects. So I mean, it's very weird, and no one has yet got any answers, but it suggests that her retirement at 60 and the fixed-term contracts that have come afterwards are being used as a pretext for, can only be for bringing in someone who will be politically pliant, which she wasn't.
Yeah, I think that's often the case. Yeah. But I mean, if you think about it, you've got people who are young at 80, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at US Supreme Court Judge, what's her name? Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
She's 89 years old. She's 89 or 82. I think she's 89 years old. She's still, and she's a tough cookie.
She's a tough cookie. The problem is, however, she's by all accounts physically very frail. And there have been instances on the American Supreme Court where people sort of really move towards dementia and they're still on the court because their appointment is until they die, or get too ill to perform. And I'm not entirely against it. I think our age, retirement age for judges is 70. But I'm not entirely against that given the particular nature of the job and the sort of public purpose and responsibility that comes with it.
Sure.
But at least it's until 70, and there's all sorts of requirements. You may be earlier or later depending on when you're appointed and how long you've been there.
Sure.
But as long as you're capable of doing the job, I think we can argue for alleged ageism.
All right. Let's do that. Let's argue for alleged
ageism.
have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you so much, Saragon. And sure. We'll speak to you next week.